USA News, I'm Jerry Barmash. Video was released Friday night showing a violent arrest of Tyre Nichols by Memphis police. It starts with cops surrounding his car and throwing him to the ground, then Nichols saying, "I didn't do anything." He breaks free and runs down the street near his house, calling out in desperation for his mother before officers tackle him and start kicking and punching him while spraying mace.
Watch out!
Nichols was seen lying in the street while handcuffed for several minutes without receiving any medical attention. Reaction is being felt across the country. In Fresno, California, Police Chief Paco Balderrama denounced the officers.
"We have worked very hard to build trust and to bring justice to the residents we serve in the city of Fresno. And we must continue to work hard towards justice, transparency, accountability, and peace."
Protesters were gathering in cities Friday night, led by a large group in Memphis. Arrests are being made in connection to a foreign government's attempt to kill a U.S. citizen.
"The Justice Department has charged three members of an Eastern European criminal organization for conspiracy to assassinate a U.S. citizen in New York City. FBI Director Christopher Wray says they disrupted the Iran-directed murder-for-hire plot.
Just 1 year after the FBI and our partners disrupted an Iranian group's attempt to silence an American journalist on U.S. soil, the same person was targeted for assassination again by a group with ties to Iran."
I'm Tim Berg.
Ronna McDaniel was elected to an unprecedented fourth term as chair of the Republican National Committee, but she told Fox News on Friday this will be her last term. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The son of Martin Luther King Jr. is speaking out following the release of video footage showing the violent arrest of Tyre Nichols. Martin Luther King III released a statement on social media saying he was, quote, deeply disturbed by the videos of Memphis police punching and kicking Nichols to the ground while repeatedly pepper spraying him. Two Shelby County detectives are being relieved of duty pending an investigation into the death of Nichols. A former San Diego County Sheriff's deputy is being sentenced for illegally selling guns. Lieutenant Fred Magana pleaded guilty and received a time-served sentence. Magana served nearly 20 years with the Sheriff's Department. The IOC has reached a decision about Russia for the upcoming Summer Games.
Russia's Olympic officials on Thursday praised the International Olympic Committee's decision to allow Russian athletes to compete in next year's Summer Olympics in Paris. The IOC executive board agreed to let athletes from Russia and Belarus compete in the Games if they are not, as the IOC put it, actively supporting Russia's war in Ukraine. They'll have to compete under neutral status. The international athletes advocacy group Global Athletes blasted the IOC's decision in a statement, saying it sends a message to the world that the International Olympic Committee endorses Russia's brutal war and invasion of Ukraine. I'm Julio Flores.
The Powerball jackpot continues to soar, and that means there's a bigger prize up for grabs Saturday night. The jackpot is now $572 million. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
The paper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.